Be still and know. The farmer is sometimes compelled to wait on better weather before he starts his plowing and planting. But the industrious farmer does not wait on ideal weather. He does not wait until there is no unfavorable wind or until there are no clouds on the horizon. The farmer who waits on ideal weather will spend too much time waiting. And when the harvest season comes, he will have plenty of time to regard the clouds, for he certainly will not need much time to do his reaping. Columnist John R. Gunn writes that this lesson applies with respect to every other undertaking. No matter what project you have on hand, if you wait for a favorable wind and a cloudless sky, life will slip by and the thing will still be undone. The chances are you will never find things just right for anything you plan to do. So why not take things as they are and make them right? As a rule, people who get things done and get on in the world are not those who wait on conditions. They make conditions. It may sometimes be well to consider circumstances, but he is a poor sort of man who runs up the white flag and surrenders to them. We are meant to be victors over circumstances, not their victims. We see the same sort of procrastinating with respect to our spiritual lives. What about you? Are you one of those procrastinators putting off until a more convenient time, giving attention to the salvation of your soul? Then consider this. There is no more convenient time than now for the most important thing in your life, your eternal destiny, your declaration of faith in Jesus Christ. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this selection from Ecclesiastes. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap.